Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Austin Dillon to the bottom of the racetrack, at the front of the field, off of turn number four, but they're lined up side by side. Behind them, it's Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon leads the pack off turn number four. No one ever thought he would contend for the win, but he's going to do it. He's going to win the 60th running of the Daytona 500.
And the biggest race of the year, the 61st running of the Daytona 500, is on the docket for Sunday at 2:30. We'll have it for you on ESPN 1520. Now, you know, you
guys. How's the forecast look?
Oh, I didn't. You know what?
We should ask Dave.
I didn't do that. Yes, this is set your watch by this stuff. You know, either A, it's Daytona 500 time if Buchanan's on, or if Buchanan is on to do a race preview with us, it's Daytona 500 time. And the host of Fast Track is laughing already. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Howard, Jeremy, good morning. Great to be back for my usual mid-February slot here on the show.
What's the weather forecast for Sunday? I didn't even look at it. Do you know?
To be honest, I haven't looked either.
There was a lot
of rain last weekend in the area, but from what I've been seeing on Twitter, there's been really no worry over the forecast for Sunday's Great American Race.
Rain will clear in time for the race at race time 79 and mostly sunny.
Much better than whatever it is now, and another day of 50-mile-an-hour winds here in Buffalo.
Can I go big picture with you, Dave? Because, you know, I'm doing my research. You know, I'm reading up, getting ready for the big interview with Mr. Fast Track. And, you know, a couple of the articles I saw about what Jim France has now taken over, and there's some concern about where is the sport headed. What is the general state of NASCAR going into this season, in your opinion?
This is a transitional lame duck year for the sport, to be honest. I mean, and I don't mean it's not going to be an exciting year on the track, but just this is kind of just like a weird end of an era here in 2019, and there's so much change coming up in the next 2 years that it's just, there's not a whole lot to get excited about big picture wise. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the race Sunday, but I mean, after this year, Monster Energy is going away. Some big needed schedule changes are coming over the next 2 years, with hopefully some new tracks and maybe some midweek races, maybe some shorter races, shorter schedule. We're getting a new car in 2021 that's going to continue to push towards these cars looking more and more like their showroom counterparts. A potential sale of NASCAR is still, you know, possible. Just a lot of stuff is changing over the next 2 years, and it's this transitional era with Jim France and Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, leading that charge. It's going to be interesting what this sport is like if I talk to you 2-3 years from now on this day in February.
Do they need all those changes? Do you think that the sport was getting stale for whatever reason?
Oh, obviously, I don't know if stale is the right word, but they weren't doing much right in the last decade because the sport's hemorrhaging television ratings, and yes, everybody's TV ratings are going down, except maybe the NFL was back up this year, but their TV ratings were going down even more than, you know, other sports and other television programming. Tracks are removing seats. You know, they're shrinking their capacities. Ticket sales have been a struggle. So something needs to be done, and there was a very interesting article out of the newspaper in Daytona Beach last Sunday that the reporter, and I can't think of the person's name who wrote the article, but they talked to Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, and he pretty much admits that they really made some not great moves over the last decade, and they really alienated their hardcore fan base, and now those chickens are coming home to roost, and not only have they lost the new fans they've maybe tried to attract after the big boom of the late 90s, they ran off a lot of their hardcore fans that have been around since since before that time because of all the changes and everything they've done to the sport.
In that context of changes in the sport, one of the things I read was there's a new rules package coming in place. And after this weekend, what it's going to do, they hope, is to slow the cars down, make for more, what, closer racing, more competitive racing. Is that something they needed to address?
Oh, yes, definitely, especially on the tracks that this new package is going to be enforced at, the mile-and-a-half tracks and some of the two-mile tracks where guys could easily, the leader gets in what they call clean air, you know, with no obstruction in front of them, and they're able to pull away to 5-6 second lead, whereas the second-place guy, you know, just gets in the wake of the air coming off the leader, and just the aerodynamics on these cars make it so hard to drive in dirty air versus clean air, that they couldn't chase the leader down, so the leader would drive away, and it made for some very dull races, especially when the majority of the schedule in NASCAR runs on these mile-and-a-half tracks that are so aerodynamic-dependent. So that's what they're hoping with the aero package and the tapered spacers on the engines to limit the horsepower, is trying to keep these cars in a pack and kind of like what we kind of see at Talladega and Daytona with the restrictor plate racing, which this Sunday is the last quote-unquote restrictor plate race ever, but to keep these cars in packs like that and maybe even bring drafting into these races that are on other racetracks.
I want to get to you, before we let you go, get to a plug-in for what you're going to be doing Sunday on Fast Track. But while we have you, about the Bandits. What, tied for the best record in the NLL. They are in action tomorrow night against Calgary, and that's going to be here on WGR, by the way. Dave, of course, on the broadcast team. That's a 7:30 game. What are they doing well? 7-2. What's going on with the Bandits?
They're scoring goals in bunches. I mean, they had that hiccup in Rochester a couple of weeks ago, but they got the pedal back down. They put the pedal back down, to use a racing terminology there, but they're just scoring goals in bunches. I couldn't believe when they beat Georgia 19-9 last week. It was an unexpected result with Georgia, such a high-scoring team, but they limited the top scorers on the Swarm, and, you know, Sean Evans went off with another 10-point game. Dane Smith, 11 assists. He has 30 points in his last three games. Just the offense is clicking right now, and when both the offense and defense, which has really improved this year too, when they're both on, this team is scary good, to use a phrase. And now they've added the number two overall pick in Chris Clucci, and we'll see if he makes it into the lineup tomorrow night. Just everything's working right now, and Steve Dietrich's put together a real good, real strong team. And when everybody's healthy, this team could, you know, make a playoff run this year.
What do you got coming up Sunday on Fast Track, Sunday morning on WGR at 11?
Yeah, 11 to noon. We'll hear from Nate Ryan from NBC Sports live from Daytona at 11:15. And we'll take a look at what's to come in the Daytona 500. And love to hear everybody's thoughts on who they think is going to win the Great American Race and their thoughts for the 2019 season. And I'll definitely share mine on the show this Sunday. And just looking forward to kicking off a great day.
Enjoy the race Sunday, Dave, and as always, thanks for giving us the racing knowledge.
I appreciate talking to you guys as always, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.